Wangarelli Majinu, Georgia Steins, ABC Radio, Canberra Warragee.
Hello, Georgia. I wonder how your wardrobe is looking when it comes to workwear, and if you're a bit of a fan on op shopping, Georgia. Is that part of your routine?
Ada, you know very well that I do a lot of op shopping.
Always so stylish, Georgia. I mention it because, of course, we all know it can be really, really expensive preparing for interviews and new work environments, you know, suits, shoes, ties, bags, accessories. Communities at Work, though, have just relaunched a new pop-up store within South Point, and what a treat it is to visit the best dressed store in Tuggeranong, which is where I'm joining you. Trevor Gilbertson is the coordinator. Trevor, thanks so much for opening the stores and making ABC Canberra so welcome. What inspired the creation of this service 7 years ago here in Tuggeranong?
Well, what inspired it was our clothing program, which was originally WOW, run out of Dixon, and we provide clothing for people for interviews and for jobs and for people going to big events, and we found we had too much clothing for that purpose, and so the shop came out of that.
Tell me about the people that you serve, your customers, and how varied they are.
Well, the customers are a full range of normal customers in a shopping centre. So we have our general shopper, we have our treasure hunter, we have our wanting to help the environment by buying clothes that have already been used but of good quality. And so we try to make sure that the quality of clothes here are very high standard. Up to 15% will be brand new, still with their swing tags on, and so the quality is of a high standard.
Where do all the clothes come from?
Well, they come from different organisations. We have organisations that regularly do drives for us. We have government departments that do drives for us. We have general public who drop clothes off to us. Our only requirement is that it's workwear type clothing for office. And as long as it's that sort of clothing, we don't accept any other clothing, but it's that style of clothing that we're after. And then we use it first for our clothing program, but then secondly, it comes into the shop where we then use the money to help fund another part of our program.
The food pantry. And how do you structure the pricing here to make it increasingly accessible to anyone coming through the doors?
Well, we work on a pretty simple pricing, and basically you start off at about $5 for an item, and depending on the quality of it and the brand, it may, and how old or new it may be this current fashion. So it'll go up to $30 or $45 at the maximum, depending what it is. That might be a suit from Perry Cutton, which we all know might cost $800 in the shops, but you can come and get it maybe 12 months later, almost brand new, for $45.
What a bargain, Trevor. Of course, we are in National Volunteer Week. How are volunteers involved?
Our volunteers actually run the shop, basically. I oversee it, but we have a fantastic team of about 35 volunteers that work about 15 shifts a week to keep it open, and they pretty much look after the customers, and they've built relationships with each other and also with some of their customers. We have customers that regularly come on certain days because certain volunteers are actually working.
You're listening to ABC Radio Canberra. Trevor Gilbertson is our guest. He's the coordinator of the Best Dressed Store, which has just launched a new pop-up within South Point, Tuggeranong. And with us is Linda Argyle, a retired public servant who's been volunteering for 6 years with the Best Dressed Store. Linda, what motivated you to volunteer with Communities at Work?
I suppose I was retired, and I just wanted to give something back to the community. And I'd worked with the preceding organisation, which was working wonders. I came across the Best Dressed Store, so I volunteered. And it's been an absolute joy, to be honest. I've made friends within the volunteering organisation, and we go for coffee, and it's just a really interesting part, and the lovely people you meet in the store.
Can you share some of those experiences about people who walk through the door and how you help them?
We have people that just walk into the shop, and sometimes they bring their families with them, so often there might be some migrant families, and they come in and we dress the men and we dress the women, and the children behave themselves normally, and they go out with, as Trevor said, really good quality clothes, and their self-esteem grows within them, which I think is a wonderful thing. And when we do the clothing program, which is where I suppose you could say disadvantaged women come into, vulnerable women come into the clothing program, you know, for things like court appearances, job interviews. They've been out of the workforce for a number of years, and we spend an hour or so dressing them in suits and dresses, and we give them about four or five outfits that will see them through the first week. And to see them come in when a lot of them are quite, not depressed, but unsure of themselves, and you put them in an outfit, and the joy is just amazing in seeing their faces light up. They stand taller, and it's just gives you such a good feeling that you're helping these women.
Linda, it sounds like you see a lot of transformations on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's just lovely, and I think I've always had an interest in women doing the best they can for themselves. That's been an ongoing theme. And this sort of just brings those vulnerable women and gives them an extra boost into getting out into the world and changing what they want to do with their lives. And specifically, a lot of them are trying to give their children a better life, and that's the way they can do it, by going back into the workforce, which is really important.
So Linda, your volunteering here at the Best Dressed Store is also joined by volunteering at the Australian War Memorial as a tour guide, and you've just signed up to be a mentor for Barnardos.
Yeah,
how has all of this influenced the course of your life?
I think you feel a lot happier about yourself, and it also makes you feel how lucky you are that, for one thing, you've had a good career and you've got a family that supports you, and that you're helping people. You're not just sitting back. You can actually be out there and help. And that, as a friend of mine once said, when you retire, you don't have to give every single hour to volunteering, but choose what you enjoy to do. And I enjoy doing this because it helps women and it helps children improve themselves.
Thank you so much for sharing some of those experiences, Linda Argyle and also Trevor Gilbertson. And there are lots of volunteering opportunities, Georgia Steins, here at the Best Dress Store and with Communities at Work.
Thank you, Adi Francis.
Wungarelli Majinu, Georgia Steins, ABC Radio, Canberra Warragee.